E-scooters populate major cities, from Atlanta to LA, and very soon Tallahassee will join their ranks. Recent legislation legalized micro-mobility devices like e-scooters, but the measure was met with caution from Florida League of Cities' Jeff Branch.
The last couple of years, we had our state dealt with dockless bikes, docking bikes and dockless bikes.
Dockless refers to vehicles that don't need to be returned to a specific location.
And the bikes descended on Florida, unregulated, just dropped their bikes on the sidewalks, caused havoc in other states, caused issues with folks with disabilities navigating.
Now that the bill is passed, almost 1,000 e-scooters will be on Tallahassee streets mid-July. But the ordinance city staff proposes doesn't take extra measures to enforce issues like Americans with Disability Act compliance. If a scooter blocks a wheelchair user's path, they can file a complaint, but they'll have to wait upwards of an hour for something to be done. City and county transportation planner Julie Christensen says she expects the vendors to give high priority to ADA compliance issues.
You could call the scooter company or you could call the city. The scooter company ideally would move it very quickly because they would know that it's blocking an ADA compliance and they would need to make that a top priority. Or if you called the city, we would let them know or we would go out ourselves.
But information staff received from vendors shows the average response time to be within 2 to 4 hours and not the recommended 1 hour. After ending a ride, most e-scooter companies require riders to take a picture of their parked scooter. Any fines for riders who improperly park scooters will be regulated for the e-scooter vendors, not the city. Additionally, the city has not inquired as to how much data scooter companies can track and are leaving it up to the discretion of the company. A public hearing on the pilot program will begin at 6 p.m. at the Smith-Williams Service Center on June 19th. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.